John 1 Wright, beginning of the visit with Cookie, this Friday, the 22nd of March, 74. Beginning of the visit with Cookie, and the beginning of this short session with Cookie, this Friday afternoon, the 22nd of March, 74. John 1 Wright, beginning of the short visit with Cookie in the kitchen, this Friday, the 22nd of March, 74. John 1 Wright, beginning of the visit with Cookie, this Friday, the 22nd of March, 74.
Now, let me tell you, Cookie, I'm going to settle with you for helping me out now, and I'm using your advice.
Well?
If it's worth it to me, it's worth it to you. And I'll tell you what. What we need to do is get something going over here where we'll take it for the children and all. I thought I got my coffee. I had some coffee. Oh, right. We never have had, for some time at any rate, we haven't had the horses going. We ought to have a little going whenever we all come over here. We ought to have a little bit, a few things going for the children and for us too. I mean, and the only way I can see it is that now this boy that JD had in mind, he'll come out here and he'll work a little bit with horses. We can set a trailer some over there. And I don't know who. I just don't have a hunch. You know, to start with, you got to have a hunch.
Yeah.
And I don't have a hunch about where to start. But I'm fed up with these people on the campus.
Well, like I told you long in the winter there, I'm going to get kind of pulled loose, Miss. But I've been pushing so dang hard.
Yeah.
I've been pushed, and I'm just about over that now. First of the month, I've been in pretty good shape. And I'm going to quit pushing the dog on hard.
Yeah. It'll help the appetite, if you will. Sleep better.
And I got the trucks and everything. And what I'd like to do, what I want to do, is get down here and get them trucks out there in them pasture fields. Get them cleaned up again. Or in Palmetto fans.
Yeah.
And dang, even if we don't put up too much hay, get them cleaned up.
Oh, there's a mess out there.
Get them cleaned up. You know what, if we put up a couple hundred bales of hay, well, that's just a couple hundred bales of hay.
Yeah. Well, let me tell you, we got to have somebody to ride the tractor. You can't ride it, and I can't ride it. You know that.
Well, I can ride it now. I can ride it now.
You can?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I can ride it now. I'm far enough along to they'll let me ride one now.
You can ride the tractor?
Yeah.
Well, the thing of it over here, you see, you don't have to do an 8-hour stint like you used to over yonder. And then you don't have
to work when I want to, work when I feel like it, and lay in the shade the rest of the time.
Yeah, and this is just straight doing.
Yeah.
See, you can do this, make something else. That other you kind of had to.
Brain racking.
Brain racking, yeah.
That's what I'd like to do. And that's what the Helen and the girls wants to do. Back like we once was, you know what I mean.
Yeah, yeah. Well, with a fuel thing, we can't, you know, can't quite be as regular as we was, but we can still do a right smoking.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just don't know who you can get a hold of that's steady. They're not flying off all the time.
I tell you what, I believe right now that looking for that is like looking for a needle in a haystack.
Yeah. You better just go ahead and
do what you can do yourself and let the rest of them go.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you the truth. I was kind of looking forward to it someday after they got settled out. You see up there that Laura and this boy could sort of have headquarters out here, or at least a good part of time.
Well, that's what I was. I was really impressed, really in hopes that they would make a go of it, that things would work out. And I went so far as to look into a big trailer. Mm-hmm. I was going to buy them a trailer, back them, and let them make the payment.
Yeah, let me tell you one thing we can do. That would help. Now you see, these girls, they got a lot of competition. But if they're out here where it's open, and these boys come along, it makes a difference. It's easier. Now this is one thing that we never got around to doing. You see, we never managed it so that any boys would come along, you see, about Laura's age and all. Now, you call it matchmaking. I don't think it's that at all. I think it's just sort of giving them, helping them circulate.
Yeah.
Well, a lot of times, you see, the other persons can help them circulate better than they can do it themselves. Well, I used to tell you this, that these people that I knew had come out here, like old Hellstrom.
Yeah?
Well, he's a first-rate fella. But see, he ain't all with us.
No, he's part here, part at the university, and part back up in Wisconsin, where he come from. And
that little girl of his just runs him crazy. He don't know what's going on there.
Yeah.
She's sort of halfway settled down, and you know the last thing she was going to do, she was going to the little school, the college up there, Santa Fe College, and she was going to do the veterinary stuff. But you know, the last thing I heard she's going to do, she's going to get in with a bunch of them, and they're going to Russia. No, I think it was Spain.
Dang.
Going to Spain. Now, they're going to spend $500-$600. See, it don't cost much.
Yeah.
Those airplanes give them. See, they get a bunch together, and they take them for a little or nothing.
Yeah.
So they figure that they can do that cheaper than they can stay at home. Now that's what you deal with in that crowd.
Yeah.
Well, for one thing, you don't want to get in the wrong crowd.
Well, I think mainly Laura and Frank both got in the wrong crowd.
Yeah.
You see, Ronnie and Frank was in the same crowd together, see. Well, see, Frank, he got his license took away from him, driver's license.
Oh, did he?
Yes, sir.
Finally lost him.
Just what I was hoping he'd do.
You've been banging on that for a long time.
I've been banging on that for a long time.
Ah!
Well, he lost him now.
Did last go around?
Yeah.
At Cadillac?
6th of this month, they took him away from him.
Finally come to that.
$500 fine.
God almighty. Hell, the Cook family's going to keep up the police department.
That's right.
Father and son.
$500. And his license for 6 months.
And there's no vetoing that.
No vetoing it because he was drunk. Driving drunk.
And that's one of their big offenses.
The biggest. On the highway.
On the highway. Well, that happens. Cookie, let me tell you something. That 5 weeks you spent up there in West Virginia, if that wouldn't put a man on his feet, I don't know what would. You know, you see me around here, look like I'm carefree, but you know, I got a lot of things on my mind. I can't get things done, and I just get fed up with the whole damn thing. I'd just love to walk away from this country for 5 weeks.
Buddy, listen. I put on about 17 pounds of weight. I didn't worry about a damn thing.
Yeah.
I didn't worry about nothing. When I left Florida, everything I had, I left it in Florida.
Wasn't anything up there to worry about.
I didn't take nothing with me to worry about. Not nothing. I had nobody to answer to. I had no dates to make.
Yeah.
No deadlines to meet.
No telephone to answer.
That's right.
5 weeks.
5 weeks of it.
Well, now you don't want to have a steady diet of that, but if you could have another week or two every night, then wouldn't that be something?
Now, I'm going to take it, too. I'm going to have it.
I tell you, and prolong your life. And
yeah, I'm going to have
peace
it.
Of mind.
I'm going to have it.
Well, now, you and your daddy sitting around there after supper, you could thrash out about anything, couldn't you?
Yeah. Horse trade and get out there and mess around and feed the chickens and the hogs and
yeah.
The cow and feed the horse.
So he knows everything going on down here by the road either.
Yeah. And I know what's going on up there.
Yeah.
And I'm the only one that gives a damn.
Yeah.
That's right. I'm the only one that cares.
And he keeps you posted on all your neighbors up there.
Yeah.
What did he think about Ronnie?
Well, now that's one thing he don't know yet.
He don't know that, but he knew about Ronnie.
Yeah.
You told him.
I told him about him, and he thought he was an all right boy.
Yeah.
Yeah, he did.
He sounds good on paper, doesn't he?
Yes, he does.
Now he could do that. They didn't even have to show him how to do that roofing.
No, I mean, and you walk up to him out there on the road. And he's got a dang good impression of himself.
Yeah.
But what got into him, we don't know. We don't know.
Well, apparently he's done that before, couldn't he?
He had. Well, Guy, I've enjoyed the day, but I'm going to have to be rolling.
Okay.
And, I'll probably get back down in here Sunday or Monday one. She held off Monday. But she ain't worth a nickel on Sunday now.
Is that right? She's had it.
That's right. I mean, she works all week and she comes in Sunday morning. She's tired.
Yeah.
And they just ain't no use of coming down here and trying to enjoy herself on Sunday.
Yeah.
They're just not no use of it.
Yeah.
Because she is just tired. She give out. And she's, since she changed jobs over there, she's working hard.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that.
And she just...
And there's no relief from that.
No relief from it. So what we're going to have to do, we're just going to, messing around, running around we do, we're going to have to do it on Monday, because on Sunday, she's going to have to rest.
Yeah.
She's just going to have to rest on Sunday.
Well, it'd be nice if she could knock around a little bit on Monday.
Well, that's why I say we'll probably be down in here Monday. I ain't got no cows to haul that I know of. Well, I won't be hauling Monday afternoon anyway.
Well, whatever you, if you haul cows all right, and if you don't all right, you can.
She goes with me.
Yeah, she can go with you.
Yeah.
Get on here, that's nice, and we can do a little something. Well, Monday afternoon, Faye works.
Yeah.
She got that, so that wouldn't. Well, anyhow, it don't matter. Um, I wish you didn't have quite so much in that trailer. We'd just set it up over there and see what we could it would draw. We need a little bit of support out here, Cookie. Somebody steady, who is steady.
Yeah.
And you just keep that in your mind, see what we could work out. You run into more people than I do. I don't know. I'd say a man and his wife would be better. And if they're not too damn young, they'd be better. And I don't know. Of course, they all get ideas these days.
They're here today and gone tomorrow.
Yeah.
They got to be old. So dang old they can't do nothing or they ain't going to stay put.
And when they get old, so old they can't do nothing, they can't handle these animals.
That's right.
They're not much fun for that.
That's right.
I think we could work out a little something. Well, let me tell you, I knew it was getting pretty dull last year, but I simply, seemingly, I couldn't, I was sort of, I just couldn't move somehow, couldn't make it. Well, I'm sort of rested now. Those flatheads worked the pee out of me, and in a number of ways.
Are you affiliated with the university in any way now, up in Gainesville?
No, except I work through them. Uh-huh. Anything I do, you see, I still work through them.
Yeah.
I can work through them.
Uh-huh.
But they don't, I don't get any money from them. I don't have any, I'm not working for them.
Yeah.
I got an office up there. You see, I work as much, that's one thing I had these flatheads for out here. They were working up some stuff for me,
mm-hmm.
and all. And I was supposed to turn them back over to the university, you see. And they were supposed to go ahead and take courses. But I don't know, I worked them too hard, I think. I yeah, kind of wore them out.
Mm-hmm.
And they ought to be back up there. Working for them and not for me. And they were going to send us some more. And I got cold feet about that because, you see, I'd like to sort of keep the ranch going too. And they weren't any good at keeping the ranch going.
Mm-hmm.
And not very good. You see, Rick had never been off concrete.
Yeah.
He brought up in Winn-Dixie.
Yeah.
In Miami.
Where there ain't no grass blade grows at all, hardly.
No. And you see, he couldn't sleep out here. He'd have to close them windows. You know that?
Yeah.
He had to close them curtains. And he couldn't work in the daytime. He had to work at night. He'd work out there at midnight. 2 o'clock in the morning. And then sleep all day. And then when we got him up, you see, or when something going on, you see, well, it went against the grain. Well, I didn't know what I was getting into when he came out here. How would I know? They don't tell you anything. Yeah, and you see, he never did enjoy working with the horses with the children. Or anybody. So, the best one we've ever had out here, and if it was to do over, I could handle it better, was Nick. And I could see his good points and his bad points, but he had the feel for it. And he liked children.
Yeah.
And anything with horses suited him. And you see, if you ride in, and then he was pretty steady for a young fella.
Well, I better go and go see about Laura, and I got to go take them horses to Wilson and pick up another load of hay. And
that's the end of the talk with Cookie on Friday afternoon, about 4 o'clock, the 22nd of March, 74. That is the end of the visit with Cookie in the kitchen this Friday, the 22nd of March, 74. This is the end of the talk with Cookie this Wednesday, this Friday, the 24th of March, the 22nd of March, 74. Channel 1 right, Channel 1 right, around 500, and the end of visit with Cookie this Friday, the 22nd of March, 74. This is the beginning of short visit Mr. Eastman this Tuesday, the 26th of March, 74. Here's the beginning of around 300, 304, 500, somewhere along there. Beginning to visit Mr. Eastman this Tuesday, the 26th of March, 74. Beginning to visit Mr. Eastman this Tuesday, the 26th of March, 74. Channel 1 right around 300 or 400. Channel 1 right around 300 or 400. Beginning to visit Mr. Eastman this Tuesday, the 26th of March, 74.
Got a
crick. Got a stiff neck.
Oh, crick in the neck.
Crick in the neck, Mr. Eastman. You had anything to eat?
Yeah. You know, I had something happened to my darn back here a week ago.
Well, don't tell me about it. I don't want it.
I did. Every once in a while I'd sneeze, and boy, oh boy, when I'd sneeze, that'd pretty near kill you.
Yeah.
Oh.
Where was you? Under the house, in the basement?
No, anywhere around. I forget what did bring the stiff back on to me, but I'd get to sneezing, and then boy, oh boy.
Don't talk about it. You know, that 5-inch rain.
Yeah, well, we had 4 3/4.
Well, since then it's been damp, Mr. Eastman.
Yeah.
And I'm having cricks and catches in my back. I don't care for that.
Do you see this guy? That's why I didn't know him.
Oh.
That's Mr. Palmer.
Oh.
He had a price of $10.95 on it. He says, Artie, if you want that for a $10 bill, all right.
For what? For how much?
How much was it, Bert?
$10.95. He throwed off the 95 cents. That's a lot for John to throw off.
Oh, Miss Eastman. Oh, that's a sturdy jacket.
Yeah. Well, I don't seem to object, Mr. Eastman. I don't seem to object to the price that I pay Mr. Palmer. Now, it used to be down at Wynn's. They were the ones that were helpful.
Yeah.
Because they would sell it to you, and they'd tell you how to use it, and if it didn't work, they'd take it back.
Yeah.
It was a great loss when old Bill Wynn went out of business.
They were very accommodating.
Very accommodating.
Yeah. I got home tonight. And Evelyn says Bernard wants to see you. Well, I said I'd wash my hands first before I go over there, because I had been working in the cement. And I went in and washed my hands, and the doorbell rung. And Evelyn went out, and she came back in, and she said, there's some fellow out there wants to see you. I said, who is it? She says, I don't know, somebody with a white car. Jesus. I got out almost to the door, and the fellow says, they tell me Art Eastman lives here. Jesus, I guess he does. There's a fellow from up home used to work for me up there.
Yeah. Well, Evelyn hadn't seen him.
She didn't know him.
Yeah. Well, how'd he run you down?
Now, he's staying down to Inverness. He got some relatives down there.
Mm-hmm.
And he drove up from there to see me, because he's going back home Friday. There's a lot of them, you know, have been down for the winter, and boy,
yeah.
They're keeping the road hot with trailers, you know, going north now.
What?
Oh, gee. I went over to Spar this morning to get some sand, and I met six from my house over to where to turn there to go to Spar.
Good Lord. Well, look, Mr. Mr. Eason, this would be a good time to buy one then, wouldn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, yeah. There's a lot of people that's down here, and they want to sell their trailer and go back without it.
And not have to pull it.
Yeah.
Well, my trouble is, I want a trailer. I'm in the market for a trailer, but I want a little bitty one.
Oh. Just to store something in.
And they don't have little ones anymore.
Oh, they got lots of them little ones.
You've been making cement?
Yeah. I'm laying up a set of steps to a house trailer out of cement blocks.
Yeah. You filling them with cement?
Huh? Filling them up there and pouring them in. I'm laying them up.
Yeah, well, that ought to hold them. You know, I haven't been off the place, Miss Eastman. I don't know anything that's been going on. You all eat turnip greens?
I see they're getting them up there. They truck in there now.
Yeah. Well, they leave a lot. On your way home, you ought to get some.
We don't. Eat too many turnip greens. One mess goes me for quite a while. And some people eat them three times a day.
Yeah. Well, let me tell you. This over here, they look like turnip greens. And if you bring them in, you see, and cut them up, they act like turnip greens. But you see, Mr. Eastman, they couldn't have much taste to them, you see. It's just sand over there.
Yeah.
Sand and fertilizer is all there is.
Yeah.
And that
they don't have the taste to them that the northern states do.
No. Now these have got those big old purple top turnips on them. They're little ones, and hell, some of them that big, but they got no taste either.
My father used to, when we'd hoe corn, the last time I hoed it, he'd take and have some of them in your pocket, you know, some seeds. Every two, three hills, he'd squirt three, four seeds on a hill, you know, see? Well, then they'd come up there and have turnips and turnip greens on them. Then my father used to raise a lot of sugar beets. Them damn things, you know, they stick up that high above the ground. Used to take and cut them and record them right up, just like you'd pile up wood.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Gee whiz.
And then they take them, you know, and stick them right in front of the cows, and they had a part of an old cross-cut saw made into a, well, like a big cleaver. And it was sharp, you know. And they had a block right there, and you just take them, you know, and hold them like that, and come right down just like that.
Yeah.
You chop right off.
Yeah, to help the cow.
Yep.
Yeah.
And the cows ate this.
Oh, yeah, geez, the cows, they'd milk to beat all on sugar beets.
Oh, would they?
Oh, geez, they'd milk to beat all on sugar beets.
Oh, yes. How was your meeting, Mr.?
Huh?
Your meeting. You see, the last time I saw you was that Saturday afternoon, and you was in a hurry, and you were also using a little strong language to get down there and put that sink in. That Saturday, a week ago?
Yeah.
And you were having a meeting that night. Is that right? Over there by the post office.
Oh, well, yeah. Yeah, they're having meetings there about every night, right along.
Oh,
are they? Yeah, they get in there, they have something to eat and play cards and, yeah.
Sort of a club.
Yeah, the club there.
Yeah. Well, by George, that's the first one of them.
Yeah, they're quite a time over there. That last Thursday afternoon, I was working up to the Mrs. Bateman. She had an old barn up there. And I took the sides off of it on three sides, and the framework stood up there, and I got behind it, and I just gave it a little push, and down she went, and it made one hell of an noise, you know. It took that old roof up there, and it has, Jesus, it had about that much of old rotten leaves on it, you know. Well, that's great fertilizer, see. She's gonna make a big posy bed there where that barn was, and she got all of that stuff to mix right in the soil. That ought to grow some pretty good flowers in there.
Yeah.
So I was down there the Thursday night down there to the club there, and Murtis Sharkey was in. I walked over and I said, Murtis, did you know they had a small tornado in McIntosh this afternoon? No, goodness, no. She said, where did it happen? She said, what did it do? I said, you're going to laugh. And I said, I tore that old barn down up there to Miss Bateman's. And I said, I told Miss Bateman when it went down and made that noise, I said, anybody asked you about it, you tell them they had a small tornado up here today. Well, that's a different thing, Murdy says. That ain't no tornado. This guy had her worried for a minute.
Is she in the club?
Murtis?
Yeah.
Yeah, she was down there playing cards with him.
Oh, she was. Is that right?
Yeah, they say they got 18 members.
Oh, you're not a member?
No, they wanted me to join, but I don't know, heck with it.
If you join, they'll make you the officer, Mr. They won't let you be just a private citizen.
No.
Well, I thought you'd be over there playing cards with them.
No.
You don't play cards?
You don't play cards?
Oh, we used to play.
You know Mr. Pappy Kyler. You know Mr. Kyler.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, I used to be over there a whole lot.
Yeah.
When that big old fellow was there, Harry Clark.
Yeah.
And they played, just as soon as they eat, they push the And they'd play cards till bedtime.
Yeah.
They just never got tired.
Yeah.
They's all bad about it. All of them like to play. And you walk in and they just push aside and pull up a chair and let you take a hand. They were.
They said they got in quite a scrap before they got straightened around. The fellow telling me about it, he says, boy, he says it was good. I don't know what they're scrapping over, but they got it going over something.
Where's that?
Kyler and Clark there.
Oh, yes. Well, Clark was he's kind of vulgar every now and then.
Well,
but Jesus,
you know, he got a trailer with a camper on it. He come down in the trailer court there. They had quite a time down in there. He had some woman with him. They claimed they wasn't married, and oh, geez, they had a hell of a time with him down there. And they finally kicked him out. And I don't know where the heck. He claimed he had some land somewhere, but he couldn't get electricity onto it. So he couldn't put his trailer on it, and he didn't have no water on it. Jesus, I said, you can get the well drilled and you can get electricity in there if you want it bad enough. Well, they wanted too much money. So I don't know where he ever did go to.
I saw that woman that was knocking around with him.
Yeah?
Oh, she wasn't any great. She wasn't very. She wasn't much harm in her, I wouldn't.
No, she wasn't very handsome.
Pappy Kyler, you know, he kept going down and having those strokes and all like that. And he got so he didn't get things straight. And he was kind of hard to get along with.
Yeah. Well, I don't know what did start it, but they said that he and Clark had quite a set too. Yeah.
Well, when I knew them, they were both, they were both first rate. And they did something all the time.
Yeah.
All the time they was doing something. And at night they were talking about it.
Yeah.
Mr. Eastman, I brought that one of those little air conditioning units that works on 110. And you know, I got to thinking. I think we've got 220 out there already. And if we did, I wouldn't mind having having a machine that had a little heat in it.
Oh. Well, we can look and see.
Did you get your new car?
Got two of them. Two.
I need two of them.
Okay. One's a battleship.
You got your old one?
Still got the old one. Well, I wouldn't look it off on anybody. It falls apart. It looks, they can tell you about it. It runs just like a damn regular. But first stop, you see, it may be something fall out.
Yeah.
If it's running car, we'll die.
Yeah. It's a shame that they don't last forever, isn't it?
Well, I'm looking at that truck now. I just wonder. But I got 113,000, I think, on it. I hope it'll last another 113.
Sure. Won't hurt you to have a little swig.
Nah, I better get going. I've got about half a dozen places to be at this afternoon. People called me. Called me just a little while ago before I left. I'm just too far behind. And yet, I am going to take off in the morning. I'm going fishing. I better, or my wife's going
to
shoot.
She wants to go fishing.
Oh, she wants to go fishing. I've been saying, look, we'll go fishing 2 or 3 days, Sunday, Saturday, Sunday, and I haven't got there yet.
Yeah.
And if I don't take her fishing in the morning, I might better hunt me a new home.
You've been putting it off.
I've been having to put it off because every time something come up, Sunday where we're going. And says, come on, we better get going. I said, look, I want to have some coffee. Somebody's going to drop over. I know it. Just, sure enough, we had company. And that was one day I would have been able to go. And then the kids borrowed some stuff. Somebody took my reel. The other kid, one of the kids took all the lures and what have you, and they went. And I think the kid that was with him stole about $20 worth of fishing tackle. I'm sure he's the one that got my reel, too. Because they had everything in the truck, and forgot to take it out, and he went on home, and he's, well, I know
it's sticky. Sticky.
He's awful sticky. I like him, but
well, you just over
that. I just can't, you know.
Borrow him back sometime.
The trouble is, he never had more I can see him.
Bob said he could think of about a dozen people he just loves to come over here, but just couldn't recommend him.
Well, and there's a lot of others that I've run into, but I can't think of who they are right now.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, a lot of people the people that I do work for that have got a horse here or there, you know, at a stable or something like that, or cut just like the Tallman. But they just got, I'm afraid, too big a family to be able to get a trailer for them.
Yeah.
And they would, I think they'd be real nice. She loves to work around nice horses and cattle. Well, John does too, but he just doesn't have the, actually, they haven't worked so much to keep the horses that they've got where they are, feed and board and paying the board bill, that he's got to work all the time instead of being able to enjoy the blooming thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's about the way I am. I've got him down there. And
you just got a palace. You just got a perfect place.
I got a nice place, but I don't have time. The time I finish working, you know, getting my stalls cleaned out and sweeping the barn down and then my regular work and helping the lady across the next door out. And holding in the car, I don't have time to ride my own horse. Now, the only time I've ridden them, I rode about 4 horses in the past week, and it was maybe 10, 11 o'clock at night. The only time I get
there. Well, we ought to just set up shop over at your house then.
Yeah.
And work out some of your horses.
I need to do something.
You're in the same shape we are.
I've got 2. I've got 7 head out there. I got one of them I'm going to sell. 2 others I need to send down to my kids, their horses anyway. And they came up with a positive swamp fever test the other day. So I can't move them.
Oh, my goodness.
And I don't believe it. I've had food with this swamp fever for years. All, you know, various times been involved with it. And they don't know enough about it. Now, I'll be the first. If they can prove they've got a test that's actually positive, that'll tell you they do or they don't, I'll be the first one to put a horse down to keep them spreading. But by the same token, right now, they've got to come out and retest them. And if they think they're going to tattoo or brand them or anything, they ain't going to do it. And I tell them just like I told a man years ago. He said, well, I think I ought to take these horses somewhere else. I said, well, you do what you think you ought to, but I'm going to tell you right now, you lay a hand on one of them, you're dead right there. I said, now, I got nothing against you. In fact, I respect you for doing what you believe is right. But
But I said, you just well respect me, because I think I'm right, too. And it's my stuff, and I'm going to do it. They called back the next day and apologized. He was going to put me in jail and this and that. They called back the next day and said, well, you know, we just, said, I just got hot with you. I said, well, I was hot, too. But I'll tell you just the way it was. Don't come on my place and try to push me around, because I just won't put up with it. I don't care who you're with.
Well, now, if they don't,
we'd have had some trouble. I was just like my granddaddy on that turnpike when they were building it. He pulled his chair up in the middle of the road and strung barbed wire across the road and come out there to work on it. And pulled his rocking chair up in the middle of that road and sat there with his shotgun and told them they wasn't coming on to work on that turnpike.
Well, he did.
And he'd have killed them too if they'd have come. People work for the state, think they can just do anything they want to.
Anything they want to.
They work for the state. He said, well, you just come on. The state can bury you, too. He said, now, you've been told to do certain things, and as far as that goes, the minute you didn't do it, the minute you cut these fences, he said, I could have sued the state and everything else, but it didn't do that. I just kept telling you, build the fences, build the fences. And you people just come through here and run right through the place. He said, you know that you're not allowed to do that. I don't care who you're with. And finally, he just put a stop to it.
Oh, they got mean about that.
No, he got mean about it. He's the one that got mean about it.
I mean, they just take your fences down and let your cattle go.
Yeah, yeah. That's for what they're supposed to do when they're going across a piece of land like that. They go in and they build a fence. Now, see, they're coming right through, but just a small part. If they had just built the one fence, we wouldn't, because we weren't going to run anything on the other side anyway. There's only about 150 acres over there. I mean, we had 3,200 acres. And it cut off right there on one edge of it, and it cut 150 acres. Well, they didn't even have to build this fence if they didn't want to, as long as they built this one over here. And that's what they're supposed to do. When they come up to a fence like that, and they're going to a piece of property, they don't even touch that fence till they've built fences on each side of where they're going.
Yeah.
And then they go in and take down these fences and go on. No, they just come and tore the fence down and went to building that thing right on through there. And cows getting out.
And rolling the equipment all over you.
Well, no, it was right on their area, right on their place. They didn't, oh man, all that hit. They'd already had trouble with him. He'd asked them not to do certain, when the first day they came out. He said, now, they were surveying for it. And he said, he went out and he showed them, you know, about where the markers were and all in the line, because he's an old surveyor himself. And, he said, now, look, Mom had brought up some Australian pines from down in Dade County. This is down around Fort Pierce, and she had planted them out there. Well, those Australian pines, those young ones, are nice and thin and straight, make beautiful poles, flags, markers. He told him, he said, don't cut them. They weren't on the right of way. They were on our land. He said, just don't cut them. He didn't even tell me. He said, I appreciate it, just wouldn't touch them. And we brought them up here. We were trying to get them started. And hey, it wasn't 4 hours later. They had them cut and was using them for poles.
Why, Bob?
See, and then, I mean, just kept on. And finally, he went out there with that shotgun and told them, said, now, they come out to work Monday morning. Of course, the cows, he kept telling about it. Yeah, we'll get to it. We'll put it up. Never would. Cows got out and got the next man's tomatoes or cucumbers or something and destroyed it. And they come back. They always came back. I mean, it was way out in the woods anyway. And they always came back. It wasn't a question of that. There was no place for them to go, and we had the best pasture. But the Monday morning when they came to work, he was sitting there and maybe not. Coming to work. They went to one sheriff, but we were right on the county line over in St. Lucie County. And but you came through Stewart to get to us from Martin County. They went to Sheriff Martin County. He told them he didn't have anything to do with that over in that county. They went up to Johnny Noble there in St. Lucie County. And Johnny told him, he said, well, he said, the first place you're wrong anyway. He said, nothing I can do. Said, the second place, y'all caused me trouble out on my ranch, and I wouldn't do nothing. He said, but I will do you one favor. He said, Johnny, no man was a good fence. He said, the man said he'd kill you if you come across that fence. He said, mister, don't go across it. He said, the man will do what he said. You pushed him far enough, and he said, he'll kill you. Now, you try to get along with him, that's all. And they went back out there. Old man let the foreman come across and talk to him. Well, we bring the fence crew out, and they can be building fence while we're working on the turnpike. He said, you can bring 1,000 crews out. The only thing they're going to touch is that fence. When you get it done, then you can go ahead and do whatever you please. He said, but that fence is going in before another lick is turned on the road. He said, it's your own fault. You should have done it to begin with. He said, I gave you enough time, just kept saying, you kept. Now, you're going to do it my way. And that's what they had the fence up in 2 days. There wasn't that much to it. They just wouldn't do it. They said, well, we work for the state. We can do anything. You don't mean nothing.
They do that on my property right out here. You look at that bank down here's corner. They just undermine it. If someday it's just going to fall in, and they don't need to do that at all. You take these birds who work the roads. They just soon run into your knot.
No, but I tell you, just like with him, man, they can push him just so far, but man gets fed up with it, and they know they're wrong.
That's the spirit. I'm glad to hear about that. I wish I had that much.
Yeah, I tell you what, old man, he was real easy. I mean, just like I say, he let it go and let it go, and anybody else would probably put a stop to it right away, but he tried to get along.
I haven't had any luck, Bob, finding a little travel trailer would suit me better. Not a nice one, just an old fashioned one. Some of these, you see this, are nice, you know.
Yeah.
In them. Now down here at this place, just at the edge of McIntyre, they got a nice one down there. Well, they want $2,600 for it. Well, it might be worth that to some people, but I don't need that much travel trailer, and I can't find, I don't run across anything that is less than that. I don't know.
Oh, you can find them, but it's...
They don't have them in the lots, and I'm not out
of... Lots are mostly new ones, that's the trouble. A good travel trailer. You know, these silver ones, they're good, but they're about $5,000. They're as much as a great big trailer, but they're built to go on the road. My aunt's got one. My mother and her went over to down in Mexico on a caravan here in the last year. Traveled
oh, really?
Through Mexico for about a month.
Well, you see, I don't want to go anywhere. I just want to die.
Oh, I'll see if I can run across one. Something like a person might get for a hunting camp.
Yeah.
Set up
yeah, that's right.
That's right. Yeah, you keep your eyes on
it. Yeah. Well,
how many children did you say this?
I think Tahoma's got five.
Four or five.
Now, boys are older.
Pretty good sized trailer.
Oh, yeah.
And they're in a house.
Well, they can buy their own trailer.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the only way I'd.
Mm-hmm. That's what I know.
But I'll.
Well, you speak to them.
I'll talk to them and ask. And you know, I right now I have run into a lot of people. Oh, wait a minute. I don't know though. There's some people. If I can locate them, I'll have to stop up here at Clyde's. The fella just finished law school, and the wife is a teacher. Now they wanted a place. They wanted to buy, but they need a place for the horses and all. And they wanted to get close to Ocala, but I think both of them are down in Ocala now. And this may be too far north, but they were people. Name was I got it on. They want me to keep an eye out for something for them to buy. Or the lease with an option, something like that. They've got their own trail, and I think they've got a few horses. I have to talk. They moved to Ocala. That's the problem. I've got their old phone number in Gainesville. They moved to Ocala. I'd have to. Clyde, and they know it. I stopped down there and see him. He wasn't there today. And there, I say he's going into law. Or going. I guess he's with a law firm down there now. And she teaches school down in Ocala.
Do you circulate around Ocala much?
Not a lot.
Now that's a different, with all their settlements around there, that's a right smart difference from Lathrop County. They got all those...
I tell you, the only thing that really makes a difference is not having that university. Well, you're right, they're a different community. Lathrop County is the university. Medical center, things like that. Marion County is horse farms and Silver Spring. First.
Well, and then they got these subdivisions, these
retirement
areas.
Some of that goes more down south. South of Ocala.
South of Ocala, yeah.
Southwest over around Citrus County and then some down towards and you've got the forest. I'm trying to find a piece somewhere between. I'd like to go into Marion County, but right near Lockwood County, somewhere right in this area. I found a piece over here on the other side of Micanopy. Now it was right on the county line, but it was in Lockwood County. That was the only drawback I found to it. But everything else had a running spring on it, come out and run out, you know. And it had good elevation, beautiful oak trees, a low area where that spring was. I mean, it wasn't just a old mud hole that was spring fed. It was a spring that come out in one area and ran on out, flowing spring, see. And it had about half of it was cleared and in pasture, needed a lot of work on it. It had this piece on the other side of the spring that would have been a beautiful house, home place. It sold before I got to it, though.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
$1,200 an acre. And it was up for sale for $1,200 an acre. For that piece of land, of course, you know, it was kind of rough. Somebody would have to look at it, could see more than just trees and dirt. But I mean, it was a beautiful place to fix up.
And it had enough pasture for you?
Yeah. Yeah, I had 40 acre places. Of course, I've got some ideas I want to work on if I ever get my own place.
40 acres at that price, but
that's a lot of money.
Yeah,
that's
a good size.
How much, Bob? Hey. Boy, I sure was glad to get it. Molly's hoof is dry.
I
Molly's
was
hoof
to you about Molly. Yes, I saw her yesterday.
Hoof were splitting too.
That's back, right one.
He says another inch on Nufus, but he's going to be okay.
Those toes are going to be.
That's something.
Well, her disposition, though, that doesn't have much to do with it.
No. Oh, better get a move on. I'm going to go up and try to buy a horse trailer, and then I've got to go to Melton Ranch, and I've got to come up here to Wyrus Bowling's place and do a bunch.
What's he got?
He doesn't. He's some of those girls there. I guess so. I don't know if it was all girls, but the ones I've done so far is all girls. He's just keeping horses, or letting them pasture them there at his place. Renting a boarding horse there on his place.
What does he have to do with it?
He didn't do anything.
He just got the place.
Mm-hmm.
And they do the work?
Yeah.
Well, now that's halfway between here and town.
Mm-hmm. Just about to the prairie.
Yeah.
He doesn't have, they have to feed him because he doesn't have any grass to speak of.
Well, I see a good many horses out there.
He belongs to the crowd, his generation. He don't even fertilize.
No.
If you give him fertilizer, it'd be against his principles to use it.
Oh, he'll have them come out with this septic tank You know, when they pump out septic tanks, you have them put that on.
Oh, really?
Now, on this piece down here, well, I used to have that Dudley place. You know, old place that Kenny Palmer built up. Just this side of the prairie.
Oh, yeah.
Back in there.
Yeah.
I had that for about a year. And had to let it go. That place just made $250,000 over what I had it for. But see, I keep trying to find something. I had a contract. I just had to pick the money up this week on a piece way over east, on the east side of Marion County, over near the river. And I was going to break it up and sell it. And that would give me enough money maybe to find me a place over in this area. Because I wasn't going to keep anything. That's too far out of range for me. I mean, all my work's over this way. It would have been. I spent enough gas now. And that's one reason I want to come back up this way farther to find a piece of land for myself. And then there's a piece out west of Micanopy that I had a couple of years ago. And I thought I was going to get it again. And then I was going to buy it. And I was going to be able to keep 100 acres of it if I had it. In fact, I'm still trying. I'm staying on top of it. I don't know if it's going to work out. But that fella is buying it for a contract that I had about 2.5 years ago. And he's paying $480 an acre for it. He's paying $9,000 for it, and it's worth about $400,000. That's why I've missed out. But I could pay twice what he's paying for and still go in and sell part of it all and keep about half. Well, I'd keep 100 acres of it because that's beautiful. It is. And I'll tell you, if I ever owned it, just like that 40 acres, if I ever owned it, I wouldn't sell it for $100,000 much. I mean, we've got no reason to.
Okay.
People ask me, said, well, why wouldn't you sell?
What?
I said, what do I want? That's what I want right there. Now, I mean, what would the money be?
Yeah.
I don't care if it's $10 million. What good would it be? I can only use so much.
Yeah.
That's right.
And if I got what I want,
yeah.
What's the money? Money's only get what you want, and once you got it, what do you need the money for?
Yeah.
Well, that's like this place, you know. Why sell it? Where would you go?
Right.
That's the truth.
Yeah.
I've had people come out here, and I was interested in moving it. And then I wake up in the morning, and I say, well, what in the world would I wake up and look out on if I didn't have this place? Because I'd never get another one.
Well, like my granddad, they sold out the ranch down there to Port St. Lucie. And but then he wanted to get down there as his kid, and he didn't want to. He's 80-some years old at the time, and he didn't want to be worried with the ranch anymore, didn't have any help and what have you. Well, that was all right. I mean, he was through with it, and he just wanted a place in town, him and Mom, and that was good. But now, if you look at the fellow that had the place next to us, Lawrence Becker. Why, Lawrence now must be a good 85. But when he sold out, of course, they offered such a price and back out there in the woods. And of course, this has been 15 years ago when you could buy something else. And they offered such a fantastic price that we all sold out. And he just went and bought another place. And here, a few years ago, I talked to him. I said, he was taking a lease on a place in Wyoming and bought a place in Georgia. I said, Lord, what the hell are you doing? I said, I thought you'd be ready to sell it all off and retire. He said, well, if I retired, he said, I'm doing what I do. I'm retired now. He said, if I sold it, I just want to buy something else. I'd want to have some other place, cow place. So that's the difference. So he don't want to. Why would he want to sell what he's got now? He just has to find someplace else. Well, granddad, he didn't want it anymore. He didn't want to be worried about that. He was he was close to 90 at the time. And he just wanted to get near his family and didn't want all that. So that's all right.
Mm-hmm.
But
I don't even have a hunch about finding a little lake trailer. I don't want a mobile home. I like it not here. I'd like to have one of those little lake ones.
Well, if I run across one, I'll let you know.
Well, I don't even have a hunch, Bob, where to look.
I don't either. I just sometimes run across that.
They don't get them in the places where they sell them.
No, where I sell them. Look, the best place to look in these classified ads and what have you.
I hadn't thought about that.
That's the only place.
What would you look for?
I know.
You can look for travel trailers. You can just look for house trailers. Every once in a while, I see one. Of course, one like this. About $600-$800 stuff like that.
You can't get one like that for $600-$800. So that's too clean. The kind that will sell you $600-$800, you see the filters won't work.
Yeah, you know, you can look in under the travel trailers or under the mobile home. I look, when I get a classified part of paper, I just look all through the thing.
Uh-huh.
I'm surprised when I find stuff every now and then, so I don't let anything get by me.
Uh-huh.
Oh, that's right. Well, I hadn't thought of that. That's a good lead.
But that's your best bet.
I never had any trouble using classified.
Well, no, you don't. You got to keep after them. You got to keep after them.
Yeah.
Like I hit it. Here, well, this past weekend, there's a horse trailer for sale, $500. Good, sounded real good. Of course, 90% of the time, you hear something that sounds real good, it's cheap, you go out and look at it.
And you waste your time.
But every once in a while, now that, I think, was pretty good. And I called about it, it was gone already. So the first thing, it came out in Sunday's paper, first thing Sunday morning, so the week before, it was a tractor, $450, running condition. I called about it. As soon as I didn't get a hold of them Sunday evening, I kept calling. You know, they'd sold it early Sunday morning. Anything good, yeah, everybody's looking.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
And land, I'm constantly calling about land. Now, land is one that really, an ad can sound so good, and you get out there and it's nothing but junk.
Yeah.
Right now, I know I've got to find stuff that I can turn around and sell and try to make money on. Well,
do you know where he is down there, Faye?
No.
But you just know he's got plenty of equipment.
Well, I got a nice place down there. I just leased it.
You at Fairfield?
Well, I've kept that same post office address
for
the past 3 years, but I've been moving all around. I find something better now.
You got his address, his telephone number?
Yeah.
That's the same phone number, same address and everything.
Where are you, Bob?
Just west, a little bit of old 441 on 329.
329.
Uh-huh. In fact, the other side is right there on the intersection, 329, old 441. That's the only northwest corner is Ocala Steiner Bread. And I'm 329 goes in and comes around, so really, I'm next to Standard Bread, but I'm laying kind of in behind it.
Standard Bread.
Okay, Standard Bread.
Yeah.
Where is that?
She's the one next door that I can go and help out all the time.
You know where that is,
right? That's right, at the intersection of old 441 and 329.
I don't know who's on that.
Where 329 go?
Well,
Fairfield.
It loops back here to make an open.
Oh.
It just loops right on around and comes out,
in
down there.
The station is right on the back.
No, that's a different one.
Well, that's
in fact, that's a different farm. It's not even Standard Bread anymore.
Well, that's what I was
mistaken. That's 320.
Yeah.
Now, 329 comes in between Reddick and Lowell there on 441 and goes across to Sprout.
Right there between Reddick and Lowell. That's not the one that starts off at the schoolhouse.
No, that the schoolhouse there is right in Reddy. That's
316. Yeah.
And next road south is 329.
Oh, I don't know that one. And that loops?
It actually, 329 actually starts out.
How far?
Right there at the, well, let's say, I don't know, just exactly. Right there in Micanopy, it goes there where the turnpike exit is,
in
the interstate exit.
Yeah.
That's 329. It goes out.
Oh, it is.
And it comes around, and it comes right back across and goes over into Spar. Did end there in Spar. Turned into dirt.
And you live where?
Is that 329
goes into 441?
Old 441. See, it crosses new 441 down here just a couple hundred yards after 441 and 301 come together.
Well, that's 329 is the one that the Hamilton, the Hamilton's live.
Right. But see, it goes out and it goes south then. And it gets down there right about Fairfield.
Oh.
And it comes back east.
Oh.
That's the road.
Just as it starts to turn, as it comes down, 316 goes across here. See? And that goes right into Reddick. And then the road comes up and it crosses, it goes on up like that. So we're right down there just off over.
You were right there in the center of things.
Yeah, right down there, Bobet, Quail Roof.
Yeah.
Oh, that location is good for you.
You don't know that the old fox hunter out there, Bert Carter.
No.
Well, he runs his dogs on Bobet Farm.
Carter.
Yeah.
Or Keller.
Carter.
He's 80 years old.
Maybe grandmother.
Oh, let me go.
Thank you so much.
I'm
bye.
Come by sometime. I don't have to run off.
I wish you would. We'll have a cup of coffee. Right?
That time went right around 1600, the end of this short visit with the blacksmith, Bob Haberholt. I think it's on Thursday, the 28th of March, 74. Thursday, the 28th of March, 74, and the end of the visit with Bob Haberholt. This Channel 1 riot around 1600. This Thursday, the 28th of March, 74.